Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Identifying those types of problems with data to support it and then really rely on the retailer and the farmer for their agronomic knowledge that they can then come with what would be the solution if they want to try to address it.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Corn prices hit a four-year low in Q3 on the prospect of record harvest. That data follows research and insights from USDA that expects net farm income to be down 25% year over year. One solution to this challenge is innovation. And here to share perspective on the market and the role of innovation in ag bioscience is longtime ag industry veteran, now CEO of ag tech startup Intellinair, Tim Hassinger. Tim, welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
It is good to be with you, Tim. Longtime leader, spent many cycles in this ag economy. It's probably important that we say cycles are a real thing. Before we jump in into innovation and the opportunities that are before us, give us a little perspective. Where are we? What does this current market look like in ag?
I think you said it. We're a cyclical business, industry, I should say, and we're going through another one. You know, obviously, the unknown is how long it'll stay. I think we know we're there. I'd say with confidence, most people believe we're next crop season. You have to assume that this is the environment we'll be in. So I think you got to manage according to that, but also keep an eye on managing today of how you want to come out of the cycle, because yes, it is a cycle situation and it will pass and we will move to a better economic environment. So this is an opportunity in my mind of not only managing in your current situation and all the dynamics that have to be done according to that, but also thinking about how you want to come out. And if I were to say one learning for me through going through several of these, a lot of market share, a lot of financial gain is often happens in the first year coming out of the cycle. And so a company, obviously, if they have the affordability in the cycle to do what they need to do, it's a great opportunity to make up a lot of ground in a shorter period of time.
We've talked so many times, Tim, about austerity creates opportunity. And we often talk about the farmer, and I'd love to hear what you're hearing from farmers as you're out with your team, talking with customers, talking with farmers. But there's also an opportunity here with this austerity to think through innovation and from a tech standpoint. Give us a little view of what you're hearing from farmers and what does that mean for companies like Intellinair?
I'm hearing realism with farmers. I mean, they recognize the dynamic we're in. Most farmers have been through this before. So I think they anticipate or have a good idea of what's coming. We're also in an environment in the trade area that Intellinair is, you know, Midwest driven. Yields are overall very good. So there's something about the pride at the farm level when you're producing a record or near record yield. So I think they're busy getting ready for harvest or actually in harvest right now. They're seeing good results. But I just am struck by the realism. I just feel that I have yet to talk to a farmer that didn't have a clear understanding that this is not temporary. That is a working assumption, and they're taking whatever actions they need to do to make sure they're in a position if this were to go into next crop season.
When you think about that realism, maybe even pragmatism for innovators, what does that mean for your team? So you come back, you say, hey guys, gals, I've been out with farmers. Here's what I'm hearing. What do you do as an innovator to position yourself to serve the farmer now in the trough, but also to position yourself to emerge on the other side even stronger?
I think there's two challenges that get more intense in this kind of environment as an innovative company is affordability, and that depends on the company. You got to make sure that you've got the cash flow in position to be able to continue with innovation, or do you need to make adjustments on that side? But I also think the challenge more on the commercial side is you've got to be really clear and crisp in how you message return on investment. And return on investment is always the key to the equation, but I think it just becomes more intense when economic times are tougher. So it's selling that technology, it's positioning that technology, but it's also that skill of being able to go back, and I'll say especially in ag tech, in my experience, is to be able to communicate and show that there was a favorable return on investment.
That return on investment, that value, you and the team at Mtelenair have taken a giant leap forward since the last time we chatted, coming fresh off the heels of a giant win, a giant award that just bestowed upon you and the team. Give us an idea how things going at Mtelenair, and where are the areas that you're finding the most strength in this tough economy?
Yeah, thanks. And we were excited about getting the award. And obviously, it was from a personal side, a great recognition to the Mtelenair team.
Absolutely.
On all the work that they put in and what they're doing. What excites us the most right now is a very recent launch, literally just several weeks ago. And Mitch, you've seen our product before, and our primary platform is called AgMRI. And what we have done, if you want to say under the general category of remote sensing, is what we call the feature insights. And that's finding agronomic problems in the field, helping farmers, retailers know what it is and where it is in the field. That will continue. But we've added another feature called Analyze. And this is what quantifies those agronomic issues that have been found. So we started this last year, and we've enhanced this now to include corn and soybeans. We do a yield forecast at the field level and been pleased with the results. We actually just brought on some new algorithms, re-ran it on our 22 and 23 database just to make sure accuracy, all that. So feel good about that. So now what we have is we have all of the information of where there's agronomic issues. We have a yield forecast in place at the field level, and then across five agronomic categories that we've correlated the data that we think indicate where yield loss is most apt to occur, we're able now to go back and tell that retailer farmer, not only at the field level, but within the zone in a field of, hey, here was the two biggest issues you had, and here's the yield impact that that had on your crop. And so that has really opened up some doors for interactions with retailers and farmers in a very collaborative way. And the role that we see Mtelenair at in that is identifying those types of problems with data to support it, and then really rely on the retailer and the farmer for their agronomic knowledge that they can then come with what would be the solution if they want to try to address it.
I think the approach when you, especially in technology, in ag tech specifically, is coaching versus telling. If you prescribe an outcome to someone or prescribe a possible solution, there's a whole lot of reasons why someone can say no. But to be able to come alongside, whether it's a retailer, a co-op, a farmer, and to your point, share data, share insights, and coach them from where they are to where they could be, feels like a pretty significant step forward.
I think it is. And I'll add on to what you're saying, Mitch, is I think there's also a dynamic of timing. And here's what I mean by that. In what we call insights, there's one dynamic that we'll never overcome, and that's our customer, our user, is really busy. So the game in that is yes, provide valuable information, but provide it in a way that it's easy to understand and ultimately make a decision off of. And literally, sometimes that could be 2 to 5 minutes that someone has to look at it and be able to do that. With Analyze, you're bringing a lot of data. But here's the good news. You can take advantage of it during the season or postseason. And now you're able, season's over, time is a little more on your side, and able to sit in your office and go and look through your farm or the retailer right there with you. And with the ultimate question being, what should I do differently next year? And now you've got hopefully a richer data set to be able to find out what are the things to evaluate that maybe I do need to change my nitrogen plan, or I do need to plant a different hybrid on this part of the field. Now there's good data to be able to do that. That's what I really like about this is it's not just strictly the data driven and that's very true, but I think it's a tool that offers the customer something that they can get value out of when they have more time to dig into it.
Not right now when they're jumping
exactly.
in a combine.
Exactly. Or the retailer that literally is, if they're going to look at it, it's while someone is loading something in the back of the truck, and that's the only amount of time they're going to have to look at it. That's reality, and it's the burden is on us to make sure we've got something they can get value out of in that time. But now we have that second part of the story that they can get value when they're not as busy.
What does the future of ag tech look like? We'll dig into it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Tim Hassinger, CEO of Intellinair. Tim, we have been digging into really this macro market that's challenged in ag tech and the solution that Intellinair is bringing forward. I want to spend a little time on Intellinair. You have gone from a small company to a company now, a Series B company, likely with a Series C on the horizon. Lots of customers, lots of innovation. Give us some perspective on the evolution that the company has gone through to get to the place where you just talked about, of the idea of being able to give insights at the right time, at the right place.
Well, Intellinair is similar to many startups, small companies. There's been a few pivots along the way, which I have learned as I've gotten into this is probably more typical than not. It actually started as a drone company, believe it or not, the original, but it wasn't long after that the company pivoted to what we are today. But it was a farmer direct sales with these insights that I talked about. And then over time, just continuing to improve that particular offering. Roughly 3 years ago, we moved to a retail-focused go-to-market strategy. So that's well in place. We still have some sales directly to farmers, but our primary focus is going to retailers. And then what I talked about earlier, trying to bring tools that help those retailers provide value to their farmers. I use the analogy that to a couple of the retailers is, think of us as a setter on the volleyball team. And when it works really well and we're doing our job, we're popping a ball up that you're going to be able to spike and hopefully spike it with your farmer customer right there that they can see the value that you're bringing. And that's when I think the combination works its best.
You hit pivot. We have to spend time on this because I think so many in ag tech, when I say ag tech, I mean specifically digital ag tech, have gone down this path of I'm going to sell direct to farmer. Customer acquisition cost is way too high. It's really tough to grab mind share, especially as a new entrant. Talk about the evolution of go-to-market and how that shifts, how customers have received it, and what that has meant for your team.
Well, it's everything you talked about there, Mitch, and listed. And I'd even add, you still have the local relationship, too, that you have to respect. And
that's right.
You can't expect as a company like Intellinair or anybody else coming into the market as a relatively new company and believe you're going to have that local credibility, that local trust that the retailer has. So from my perspective, it was a pretty obvious and easy shift that we wanted to make. The company had really embraced it based on the logic that we just talked about. It has been, I would describe, a relatively easy shift. And I'm not saying there's not bumps along the way. But what I mean by that is the explanation to the retailers, to the farmers, and equally to our investors of what we're doing and why. I got very little resistance to that. I think there was good acceptance. We just needed to make changes such as our product was built for the farmer directly, and now you need to have able to serve both. And so some adjustments in our tool that has been made during this last couple of years. We're past that, so now we're in that place, but that would have been part of the transition.
When you think about the product, being able to sell not just to a customer, but a customer of a customer.
Correct.
Right. So you're selling now to a retailer who's selling to a farmer, not just directly to the farmer. Positioning's harder. Getting mind share of the retailer because you're not the only digital company that's going through them. How'd you break through the noise? How did you become the place that they said, oh, Intellinair is going to be the place that I go?
All my experience in retailers has been, you know, that partnership. But there's one thing that I've found that's been different in this ag tech experience than any of the other ag companies I've been involved in. You know, that cliche or that phrase, narrow and deep. I mean, this is very real in for ag tech, in my view. So the retail side of it is we've been very focused on the customer base that wants to really expand and improve their business through digital tools. And hopefully we can be part of that equation. And that's what we want to do. But it isn't working across everybody. It's working more narrow on the ones that want to utilize digital tools to help their business based on whatever their goals are. So it's a more focused strategy than, say, what I'd had when selling a herbicide or something like that in prior experience.
When you look at digital specifically, lots of headwinds to adoption. You talked about time, I think crowded market. Talk through how you've navigated these headwinds, because I think there are a lot of ag tech entrepreneurs, investors who are listening, and they're in a similar point where they said, hey, do we go direct? Do we go through retail? How do you overcome the headwinds to adoption to actually get to a place where you can deliver the insights you are?
It's a path we've taken for what it's worth, but I have a strong bias for a company like ours that phrase, don't get out over your skis. So we've put pretty clear criteria that we don't move on to another geography. And for us, it can be another state in the Midwest or another country to go into until we've hit a certain criteria of performance penetration of where we're at. So we don't get ourselves caught where a company our size, we're spread out over a bigger area than we can manage effectively. And I think a lot of what you're saying, Mitch, is it's hard to get the try as an ag tech, but it's unbelievably difficult to make up for a mistake. And so clearly, if you're going to do it, make sure yourself in at least as good a position as you think you can be in to deliver value on the first try. And clearly, you know, may not happen everywhere, but increase the probability of it. I think most farmers, retailers don't want to be your R&D lab, so to speak. And so that's been the one of the ways that I'd say has helped in Intellinair is not getting so spread out until the defined criteria is met before expansion occurs.
I want to zoom into you a bit. Last question, but I think one that's critical for those listening, watching. You've led giant global companies, Dow AgroSciences, CEO, now Corteva, Lindsay Corporation, global irrigation juggernaut, and now you've taken a startup to through Series B, very different experiences. What have you learned for those that are maybe in big companies today that are thinking, hey, maybe there's something in this startup world? Or is there insight for those startup folks who are deep in the trenches, who are trying to figure out product market fit that could learn from big companies? What advice would you share with both?
You hit a key point there, and I'll answer your question, but you can take this road both directions, and you and I are great examples.
Right.
You know, in your prior experience, you went the other direction, started small, and that company ended up big, you know, X number of years down the road. I went the opposite direction, started big and have continued to come smaller. I told some people when I took the role in Intellinair that I just really wanted a new, different experience. And I can say I've well exceeded the expectation of that objective. So it has been a very different experience, more than I even expected. But what comes along with that is there's been more learning that has come from that. And it took me at least a year, I think, before I kind of really started to understand what small meant. And I know that seems really simplistic, but there's different things that you look for, different things you focus on in small versus big. And I think if I were to say, describe my biggest mistake I made when I came in, I took in my head a much, much smaller version of what I had lived in and kind of saw that as small. But I didn't understand the behavioral changes that needed to occur. And that was the first year of learning, on the job training from that standpoint. So it is very different. I don't think that changes for everybody. But I think for the ones that do like that type of change, it's been really rewarding. It's been fun at this stage in my career. Just do something totally different and have to learn a whole new game and a whole new investor group too. That's the other thing. And I was used to Wall Street. That's what I had worked with exclusively, and now working with whether it's venture, private equity, et cetera. And that has a whole different language that you have to learn to be able to operate within that world.
Tim, I'm glad you've taken the bet. I'm glad you've made the move, and I'm glad you're growing a company here in Indiana. He's Tim Hassinger, CEO of Intellinair. Tim, thanks for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
My joy. Thanks.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And while there, don't forget, you can check us out. Find out where Ag Bioscience will be on the road. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for listening and watching. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.